self-hypnosis, not a suggestion. Let's talk a little bit about self-hypnosis and auto-suggestion, why it works, how it works, and so forth. Because I think once you really understand why the concepts work, you're really going to be able to relate to your mind why they're going to work for you. And that is that you're going to be providing suggestions to your subconscious mind. Now, obviously, you've probably gone through a lot of material in some of the other parts of our courses, and you've learned about all the different factors involved to becoming a controller and becoming using manipulation and using all these fantastic skills. Well, now we're going to accelerate the skills for personal gain or personal loss if you're losing weight. And so it's very powerful stuff. As a matter of fact, this information is probably some of the true closed-door information, because this is going to open up the concepts that are going to work with everything else in the program, even though this might quite possibly be one of the shorter segments of all of the information that you've been provided. This information is going to give you information that is different and is going to provide things that you're going to be able to use immediately for yourself. Once you use all of these things immediately for yourself, you can then take these concepts and use them to help you to get accelerated learning to learn all of the other techniques. So that's what makes this really, really fantastic. Now, what is suggestion? Suggestion is the means of creating in one's subconscious mind or in the subconscious mind of someone else an image of a given idea or action. And what that means is that suggestion is something that you are going to provide to somebody, or you're going to provide to yourself. And it's an image. It's not just words. Words have power, and words have images. So as we go through these modules, it's with the concept that the suggestions are very image rich so that we can get the results that we're looking for. Now, there is a difference in suggestions. There's two different types of suggestions as it relates to hypnotic influence. The first is heterosuggestion and autosuggestion. Heterosuggestion is where we receive an idea given by another person. So this would be your hypnotic influence that you're learning in your covert persuasion, your closed door techniques, is that you're looking to influence somebody else. That's heterosuggestion. And then autosuggestion is the image is created by ourselves. If you've ever read the book Think and Grow Rich, and you should now because it was included with your package in electronic format. By the way, that book is one of the most profound books ever written. And I can tell you this right now, I have read that book maybe 100 times. Now, maybe not 100 times all the way through, but that's one of the few books that I can go back to at any given moment, pick it up, pull a section out of it, and it's going to be appropriate for some area of my life at that given time. It's just a powerful, powerful study. But one of the key components in Think and Grow Rich is the concept of auto-suggestion. So the concepts that we're teaching here are not concepts that are unique to the hypnotic influence and closed-door techniques. These are techniques that are used by many of the most successful people in the entire world. The realization is in the subconscious. A suggestion is never, and I repeat, never put into action by our conscious mind. It is first transformed by auto-suggestion in the subconscious mind. So we're taking that thought and we're placing it into the subconscious mind. And we're placing it into a mental image of the action that is suggested. Now, the thing is that the phenomena of hypnotic influence, hypnosis, closed-door hypnosis, whatever you want to call it, is the result of suggestions or auto-suggestions. Everything that we're going to be doing is based on that. And as we go through the subliminal directives and different things that we've gone in some of the other parts of the other courses, that's what it's all about. The suggestion is the suggestion. And as it relates to self-hypnosis and auto-suggestion, is we want to make sure that the suggestion is strong enough. The way the suggestion is going to be strong enough is how we build that suggestion so that it's going to work. And again, if we're looking to use it for any of the areas that we're going to be covering, we have to be specific. Keep this in mind. Under hypnosis, all suggestions, whether they come from you, which would be autosuggestion, or whether from somebody else, which would be heterosuggestion, or if you're doing it to somebody else, are accepted or refused according to the extent of the belief of the person doing it. So, for instance, if somebody is trying to hypnotize you, it's based on their belief. If you're trying to hypnotize somebody else, it's based on your belief. How strong do you believe that what you're doing is actually going to work? Well, the same thing is true with your auto-suggestion and your self-hypnosis. You must have belief. You must have a very strong and powerful belief system. Otherwise, you're not going to get the results that you want as strongly as you want. And so when we talk about becoming a controller, it's a mindset. It's understanding that you got to put that belief factor in there. You have to have a favorable disposition of the subject of the hypnotization. Your power of persuasion is developed by the fact of your belief and confidence that you have. Okay? Now, as we're going through the self-hypnosis and auto-suggestion program, we're going to break it up into a couple different formats. But the real key consideration is that your ability to change what you want into an idea that will be freely accepted by yourself or someone else, or into a mental action or mental image of an action that you are going to actually place into your mind, into your subconscious mind, or into the subconscious mind of somebody else. This is something that is based on two factors: great self-confidence and outstanding personality. Now, I know some of you that are listening to this are saying, I got this program because I'm not self-confident, and I got this program because I don't have a really good personality. Well, you can work on both of those things. Again, we're taking you from where you're at, point A, or known maybe, and we're going to take you to point B, or the unknown. Because if you're not self-confident, it is an unknown factor. How do I become self-confident? How do I become strong in my own mind? And how do I have an outstanding personality that I'm able to influence people? Now, this may sound, you know, what does this all this have to do with auto-suggestion and self-hypnosis? It's very pertinent, because your ability to have that personality is also going to reflect on your auto-suggestions, because if you don't really believe what you're saying to yourself, it's not going to really work. A couple books you might want to read. Shad Helmstetter has a whole series of books on what you say when you talk to yourself. Fantastic self-talk programs. And again, I'm going to encourage you to read those types of books so that you can gain insights into the power that your mind possesses when you speak to yourself. Don't ever discount learning from here on to make this work better, because auto-suggestion and self-hypnosis is something that you're going to learn and you're going to use on an ongoing basis. It's not something you just learn one time and then you're an expert at. It's a continual process of learning and development. And as you do that, you're going to get stronger and stronger. And that's one of the core key components of being a powerful controller.